Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Happy Independence Day, America. It's 4th of July. My 19th consecutive live 4th of July program. And we do all the holidays here. And looking forward to the rest of this one. And I hope you're having hope you have a safe and happy Independence Day in America. And if you're celebrating America outside our borders, hope you're having a good one there too. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about Independence Day and entrepreneurship. You know, 713 years ago, Abraham Lincoln's inspired speech at the Gettysburg Cemetery dedication included these words: "Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal." 407 years earlier, one of those fathers, Thomas Jefferson, penned what is arguably the most important secular document in history, the Declaration of Independence, which included this very passionate passage: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Those are two passages by the fourth grade. I learned those, didn't you? The Lincoln and the Jefferson passages in the fourth grade. Most, I don't know if they're still doing that for kids. I hope they are. In elementary school, I learned those. You know, having the spirit, courage, and vision to declare independence at a time when monarchy was the globally accepted model of government, that was unprecedented, what our founders did. That courage, that spirit, that vision, and the courage, just the knowing what was up, they were up against, to fight for those principles then, and defending them from within and without over the two centuries since, is impressive what America has done. To be sure, America has lapsed into the delivery of some of these tenets. Indeed, while Lincoln was trying to save his beloved country, he made this judgment: "We made the experiment, and the fruit is before us." Even today, America is a work in progress. I've talked about that already on the show today. We're on a journey of understanding that has many stations, where new things are learned and past wrongs can be righted. But in terms of contribution to the world, Ronald Reagan's shining city on a hill has an incomparable record. Warts and all, my friends, the United States of America is a benefactor nation like no other in history, with millions, if not billions, of beneficiaries. When you build a balance sheet for the impact of America, if you did a side by side comparison of the impact, the implications of the existence of America, the assets, the positives would far outweigh the negatives, even though there are negatives that can be ascribed there. You know, freedom to dream is found in other lands, my friends. Freedom to dream is found in other lands, as is freedom to pursue dreams. You know, think about that. It's one thing to be able to dream, to be free to dream. No one has control of our mind, our thoughts, right? But how about pursuing those dreams? That's a different story, right? But no entrepreneurial soil is more fertile than America. We've proven that over and over again. And it's because of those who had the conviction to create our founding documents, the will to deliver them, and the courage to defend them. Without those people, those founders, Peggy Noonan in an article recently called them a genius cluster. And she's right, right? If you think about it, Jefferson, Adams, Washington, Hamilton, Madison, Jay, who else? Who am I leaving out? Of the Franklin, of course, right? That was a genius cluster. And they had the conviction to create the founding documents, to deliver them, and the courage to defend them, knowing that they could take their lives. And yet they did that. You know, folks, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has been essential to millions of American small businesses. Think about that. You've heard me say before that that freedom is from God, but liberty is a promise we give to each other. So this life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness thing, where would we be, small business owners, without that? If you ask anyone anywhere on the planet where to go and start a business and have the greatest chance to succeed and accrue the fruits of that labor, accrue it and to keep it and to pass it on, the answer would be one, America. It would be America. Like the founders, generation after generation of American small business owners have demonstrated courage as they claimed and perpetuated the American dream. It's not easy being a business owner, but knowing that you have the right to pursue those dreams, that's from the contract that we give each other. That's what liberty is, my friends. Whenever you get up every day and you go out and you move around, that's freedom. But when you take that freedom and you do something with it and you expect to be able to own and to hold and to pass on the fruits of that labor, that's liberty. And that's something that we give to each other. As we celebrate the blessings of another Independence Day in America, let's hold fast to Lincoln's closing prayer, so beautifully conveyed in his first inaugural address, that the relationships that we have with each other will be touched by the better angels of our nature. Happy Independence Day, America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.